to this talk, which is stress, disease, and weight gain. Oh, weight gain! Biglang nagpunta, ha? No, because we are, of course, conscious of nutrition. We should be gaining weight the right way. And of course, we have to take care of our bodies and what's the right food to eat. Of course, I'm sure this is like a continuation of what Mr. Dr. Davila had said kanina. Very gandang information. Alam niyo mga kaibigan, ilang beses ko na naririnig ang talk ni Dr. Davila. Parati ako interesadong mahilig. Kasi there are times, you know, you don't get to get everything because so much information. And syempre, medyo nako-cover up yan ng medyo may fear, lalo na ako that I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I'm very concerned about what I eat. But then there are things na I can't eat, but I like to eat. No, but it's good that we are informed by Dr. Davila with all his information. And I guess, did you tell them about your website? Yes. Very good to have that always, yung website ni Dr. Davila. And of course, this time we are going to talk about stress, disease, and weight gain. Ang ating speaker for today is the owner of iHealth. She is a U.S. certified fitness nutritionist, chef, and weight loss specialist. Nadine, she works with a wide range of fitness experts as part of customizing comprehensive food and exercise plans. She is currently the Philippine Olympic Committee's resident sports nutritionist. Siya din po, she develops and prepares proprietary healthy food recipes, menus, and educational programs in healthy cooking, eating, and living. She is on board several healthy and active living projects and often spearheads fitness and wellness campaigns. Oh, she is also pioneered a health chef exhibition in the local culinary industry, blending good taste and good health through the creative use of culinary skills of students from the nation's leading culinary schools. She is also a regular TV and event guest expert on nutrition, as well as contributor to various publications of articles on healthy eating and living. She is currently the resident nutritionist chef of the first season of Biggest Loser Pinoy edition on ABS-CBN. Whoa, I hear that. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nadine Tengko. Hold on.
Hello. Siyempre yung Biggest Loser Pinoy edition, yung biglang. Sino na nanonood? Sinong bet nyo? Sinong bet? Top 5 na, diba? Sino ka, Hazel Chaga? Sino naman kilala? Si Hazel talaga ang popular? Chaka? Tsaka si Art. Si Hazel, tsaka si Art. Sino-sino? Oh, si Larry. Oo, yung police. Siya na yung pinakamalaking pinayat. Oo. Hindi na niya siya marirecognize. Pumayat din naman siya. Pumayat din siya. Kayo naman, pumayat din siya. Sige. Sino ang survivors? Okay. Yung topic ko ngayon is stress and how it contributes to disease at saka weight gain. Okay? Palagi kong sinasabi sa mga clients ko, dati, pagka nagpapapayat sila, akala lang nila it's diet and exercise. Akala lang nila yon. They always say, 70% daw diet, 30% daw exercise. But actually, kung i-consider mo, maraming tao na magaling ng kumain, nag-exercise pa, pero tumataba. But in fact, kasi stress, okay, yung food na kinakain mo, tatandaan nyo ha, what, when, how much. Yan ang formula sa pagkain. What you eat, when you eat, yung frequency and how much you eat. Hindi lang how much. What, when, how much. Determines how the body will utilize food. Kung ibuburn niya, isustore niya, gagamitin niya properly, gagamitin niya for your functions. Ang stress, however, stress itself creates fat. The body's mechanism to adapt is to pack in fat. So, in between is called exercise that offset the effects of stress on weight gain and utilizes food properly. So, tandaan nyo, sa isang corner, ang pagkain determines whether your body will use food or store it as fat. Burn, store. Burn, store. Stress, make. Make fat. In between, exercise to offset. So, titignan ko kung gaano lang kaalam ninyo tungkol sa nutrition. Konti lang, kasi I always say that among all the groups of any kind of people, even the athletes, even the exercise experts, for me, those who are undergoing cancer or those with cancer survivors are the most knowledgeable about food and the benefits of the nutrients in food. Kayo ang group na nakakaintindi sa lahat kung ano ang function ng food for general health and for well-being. So, I'm not gonna pretend that I think you don't know anything kasi as far as I'm concerned, you know so much. In fact, marami sa inyo, I have a lot of clients who teach me the benefits of food. Sa inyo ko naiintindihan a lot of the function of food. So, but I'm just going to test. Mga maliliit na question. Okay, first, what's healthier, brown sugar or white sugar?
Brown.
Generally brown, right? None, pareho lang. Yeah, diba? White, brown sugar is nothing different from white sugar. It's processed, it's refined. The only difference is you add molasses back into it para may lasa. What is healthy is unprocessed, unrefined muscovado sugar. So, ang muscovado at ang brown sugar hindi pareho. Right? So, you think, kasi a lot of people think this. Ano naman alam natin. A lot of people think this na pagka nagbe-brown sugar, mas healthy sila. Pareho lang siya. Mas may healthy pa. Tawag yung gawa sa Pilipinas, cocoa sugar. Cocoa muscovado has almost half the glycemic index or I think 35% less glycemic index than palm sugar. Tayo nag-invento niyang mga Pilipino. Dito pa ata sa Palawan na-invento ang cocoa sugar. So that's better. Okay? Ayun, 35 lang ang GI niya. Next. Sino minum ng C2 drinks? Okay, konti. Thank you. Okay. Ang point nito, hindi lahat, iba kasi sa Pilipinas, not like sa ibang bansa. If you take one brand, pare-pareho lahat ang benefits at ang calorie count at ang sugar count. Kung nag-juice kayo, maski hindi C2, pansinin nyo, ang nutrition labels. For example, they advertise C2 as being a healthy brand. Ang healthy sa kanya lang, green tea. Tignan niyo yung difference. Yung green tea contains only about 90 calories, samantalang yung red contains 240 calories. Ang sugar ng green tea is 20 grams, ang red is 54 grams, almost 3 times. Ang problema, ang favorite, apple. Mas gusto ng tao ang apple kesa dun sa green. Hindi naman sinasabi yun sa commercial. Pero pansinin niyo yung commercial. From now on, pansinin niyo. Yung green lang ang hawak. Tapos nasa background lang yung red, yung yellow. Tapos sasabihin nila, green tea is good for you. Kasi totoo naman, ang hawak yung green. But all the other labels are just at the background. So ang lesson dyan, magbasa ng label. Magbasa ng label. And for other people who think that you're getting ahead drinking fruit juice and not soft drinks, it has more sugar than Coke. It's more sugar than Coca-Cola. The calculation is, if you drink one bottle a day, three meals a day, you gain 6 pounds in a month. That's more sugar than Coke. So you're not getting ahead. But I'm not saying don't drink it. I'm just saying when you drink it, think of it like a treat. Yung hindi, ay, nagiging healthy ako, kaya umiinom na lang ako. Sito, di na ako nagko-coke eh. Huwag ganon, di ba? Parang, minum ako sito kasi nasarap. Okay lang yun. Minum ako kasi gusto ko siya. Huwag yung, gusto ko na maging healthy, ayoko na mag-coke, magsisito na lang ako. Same thing, right? It's a treat. There's always a place for these things in your diet as long as you have an active and a healthy, balanced lifestyle. The only thing is, please do not think that you're giving your health an parang a benefit by drinking it. Okay? Point there. Next. Anong mas healthy? Sino nagma-McDonald's? Wala rin. Okay. Sayang. O, magtatanong lang ako. Sa tingin nyo, anong mas healthy? Cheeseburger? Filet o fish? O McChicken? Filet o fish? Generally. Si fish, eh, diba? Highest calories ang filet o fish. The highest fat is McChicken. Another point is, just because it's fish doesn't mean it's healthier than the others. You're better off kung may mga kaibigan kayo, anak, mag-cheeseburger na lang. Mag-cheeseburger na lang. Regular cheese. Huwag yung quarter pounder. So, why? Filet-O-Fish is breaded, deep-fried with tartar sauce. Cheeseburger is grilled. So it doesn't mean that just because it's fish, it's healthier. Okay? So that's another thing that's why it's very important to understand. Maski junk food. Again, there's always a place for this. Once in a while. But if you're going to go inside once in a while, mag-cheeseburger na lang kayo. Right? Okay. Nakatuwa naman kayo. Oh, ito. Ito. You need potassium to keep your metabolism fast and strong. And also your muscles functioning well. What of the three are the best sources? Again, raise. Banana. Kamote. Yogurt. Yay to kamote. Yay! Yay to kamote. Okay. Normally, when people think of potassium, kaagad. Banana ka. Banana is good. And reason why people tend to say banana. Well, nutritionists would recommend banana. Madali kasi. Kukuha ka lang ng saging, babalatan mo, kakainin mo na. Kamote, lulutuin mo pa eh. Nang alam makainin mo siya. Diba? So, it's actually a good, convenient source. But if you're looking for volume of potassium, ang Biggest Loser contestants, kamote. Kamote ang kanilang choice of starch. Kamote all the way. And to prevent cramping, yung kanilang, kasi nawawalan sila ng electrolytes, exercise, kamote. Kamote-holic silang lahat. Yeah. O, ito. Which ground meat makes the healthiest burger or meat or whatever? Beef. Sino beef? Wala. Turkey. Sino turkey? Turkey. Sino chicken? Yay! Wala. Answer? They're all lean. It can be lean. It's not the type, but the cut. Okay? Although beef is so hard because marbled siya. Pero, ang very, very lean beef can be leaner than chicken. Lalo na if you choose the leanest cut. Kasi pwedeng mataba ang chicken. Diba? Kung hindi siya breast meat. So, it's not whether it's beef or turkey or chicken. It's the cut. It's the cut. Well, we're talking of lean, ha? Lean. And, okay. Yeah, lean. Okay. Calcium is key to building bones, weight loss, and all of that. What of the three would not be a good choice? Not. Sino fat-free? Fat-free. Milk. Sino ang yogurt? Sino ang cottage cheese? Fat-free milk talaga. Generally. Right? Okay. Cottage cheese. The process of it, ang paggawa ng cottage cheese, nawawala yung ano, calcium. A lot. 75%? Yeah. Okay. So, although cottage cheese has its benefits, yun lang, it's not that good a source compared to the others. Okay, yun lang tayo sa, sa topic. Ito ang functions ng proper diet. Generally, ang number one na ginagawa ng food sa katawan is survival. That is the first order of the day of the body. Of food. So, tatandaan niyo lang yan. Balik lang tayo ng balik sa survival, maiintindihan niyo na kung ano ang nangyayari sa katawan niyo. I always say this, the body does not know how to look good. In fact, it does not even know how to get healthy. Hindi yun ang default mechanism niya. It knows how to survive. It is so efficient at surviving. That's what it does. Anything it does to compensate for anything that you do makes your body want to survive. Kaya matalino ang katawan. Napakadalino ng katawan. That's why I always say, that's why people survive in the desert for long periods of time kahit walang pagkain. Diba yung mga kwento na nagso-survive na ang tagal-tagal sa desert? Because the body has very complex compensatory mechanisms for survival. That's what the body does primarily. Number two, it's able to, lahat yan, kaya niya, maintain healthy weight, regulate mood and sleep, prevent disease, gives you mental acuity and focus, and then also counter the effects of stress. But the very first order of the day when you feed your body is to survive. Okay, what does survival mean? Do you know that 70 to 80% of what you eat, yung kinakain nyo, kasi usually ang akala ng tao, kakainin ko to, ba-burn ko naman. 20% lang ng kinakain nyo ang pumupunta sa activity. Only 20% to 30% goes to intended activity. 70 to 80% ng kinakain nyo goes to keeping your body alive. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Making your brain function, your liver function, your kidneys function, your heart pumping, all of that. That's why may basic metabolic rate. Yan ang kanyang number one na ginagawa. Kaya maintindihan niyo kung bakit gagawin ng katawan ko anong ginagawa niya. Always remember, ang first order of the day, hahanap at hahanap siya ng enough food to keep you alive. And it requires 70 to 80%. Kung nababasa niyo yung basic metabolic rate, yung if you're 5'4", ganito inches, ganyan ang weight, you need so much, may minimum number of binibigay calories or energy, that's what your body needs to survive. Or those people who are in the hospital, the ones who are to have to be kept alive, or yung hindi nakakalakad, may kinakalculate ang dietitian, di ba? Yung, lalo na yung nakaswero, there is that amount of food to keep you alive. It's not really for intended activity. So about 20 to 30% will go there. Now, what do I mean by complex compensatory mechanisms? If it does not find the thing that it needs, first thing it does, downshifts metabolism. Parang kotse yan sa desert. Pag nagdadrive ka sa desert, tas wala ka ng gasolina, hindi bibilisan ng kotse yan ang daan. Babagalan niya para umabot ka sa destination. Ganun yung body. It will downshift metabolism to make sure yung bagal ng yung metabolism para conserving energy. What does that mean? You do not efficiently use food, kaya mabilis kang tumama. Kasi hindi mo nababurn. So, nada-downshift na metabolism. Ang pangalawa niyan, converting amino acids to glycogen. Anong ibig sabihin niyan? Yung mga tao hindi nagbe-breakfast. For example, lahat kayo nagbe-breakfast?
Yes.
Hindi, ma'am, yes. Pero merong hindi, ma'am. Okay, pagtulog nyo sa body, kaya tawag yung breaking the fast. Kasi, breaking the fast siya talaga. Pagtulog nyo sa gabi, nagda-downshift ng metabolism nyo ng 40%. Bakit? Hindi mo naman siya pupunta kahit saan eh. Andun lang siya. It uses all the energy it needs for cellular repair. Kaya maraming repair and regeneration ang nangyayari pag tulog ka. After about 8 hours, yung glycogen na nasa loob ng muscle nyo or yung stored glucose, ubus na yan pag gising nyo. Unfortunately, the brain does not function on any kind of fuel but glycogen, glucose. Di naman siya kumakain ng protein, di siya kumakain ng fat. Kaya pag gising niyo, medyo foggy kayo, parang malabo-labo yung utak. Diba? Kasi naghahanap siya ng fuel to feed itself, para clear ka na naman. So, pag hindi mo pinakain ng glucose, glycogen, ang iyong brain, anong gagawin niya? Maghahanap siya ng source. Anong ginagawa niya? It's not enough na babagalan niya yung metabolism. Ang gagawin niya, pupunta siya dun sa muscle mo. Tawag ko dun, you will eat yourself up. Kakainin mo yung sarili mo. Parang ganun. It will go into your muscles, reverse the way it was built. Kasi, ang amino acids, ang building blocks ng muscle. Sa katalinuhan ng katawan natin, kung di mo siya papakainin, gagawa siya ng paraan. Gagawin niya, ito siya sa muscle mo, kakainin niya yung muscle, kuha siya doon ng amino acid, re-reverse niya kung paano niya ginawa yung building blocks ng yun, doon siya kukuha ng glucose, pakainin niya yung brain mo. Galing niya, diba? Kaso, anong ibig sabihin nun? Ang byproduct nun, fat. At pag break down mo ang muscle, nabawasan mo ang lean muscle mass. Pag nabawasan mo ang lean muscle mass, aakyat yung ratio ng lean muscle mass and fat. At pag nabawasan ang lean muscle mass, babagal ang metabolism. Talino niya, diba? Papakainin niya yung sarili niya. Pero yun lang yung effect. All for survival. That's very complex. So, hindi ka pwedeng nadadaya. At sana naman walang nag-low carb diet dito ever. Yung mga nagbabawas ng rice at hindi na kumakain ng rice. Sana naman walang ganon. Meron? Wala, guilty. He's charged. Sana naman walang ganon. May simple. May sarge. Okay naman. Oo, raw food. Okay lang. Meron naman. Meron naman some starch. May sweet potato naman siya. Okay. And also, and then energy. Of course, you know that. Akala, ano problema? Akala ng tao, pag kumakain, energy. Hindi. Kaya, mali ang calculation. Kasi akala nila, ang katawan, basket. Kung ano yung pinasok mo, pag inalog mo, lalabas. Hindi ganon. Because, that's why, maintaining a healthy weight is not about calories alone. Not about it alone. Okay? Next na kanyang function. Of course, it maintains weight if you give it enough to feed the organs. Regulating mood and sleep. Okay? Anong example niyan? Pag meron kang norepinephrine, yung kulang from eggs, you manufacture that from tyrosine that you find in eggs, in dairies and other food, nagkakaroon ng depression and mania. Okay, that can be caused by an in lack of nutrients. So hindi biro-biro ang pagkain. Kasi pag hindi balance, it affects you. What you feel. Ako, pag walang carbohydrates, akala ko, kung hindi ko naiintindihan, itong nararamdaman ko, anxiety, nanginginig, stress out, parang gusto kong umiyak, gusto kong sumigaw, gusto kong magalit. Kakain lang ako ng carbohydrates, kalmado na ako. Nana, because I gave it what it needed. Because imbalance yung chemicals. Food is not a joke. Food is like a drug. It's like a medicine. Your body needs those things to keep itself in balance. So, what you eat affects all the brain chemicals in the nervous system. If you think about food, imagine yung, sabihin na natin, orange. Do you know what the body goes through to turn this orange into usable energy? Alam nyo kung gaano ka-complex yung digestive system para lang i-turn yung orange into all the complex chemicals that reacts with all the complex chemicals of your body that helps you heal yourself. Do you know what the body goes through? The body has very complex mechanisms for digestion that releases very complex chemicals that affect the way you feel, the way you sleep, the way you think, how strong you are, how happy you are, how sad you are, how healthy you are. That's how food affects us very much. Okay. So next is, it gives you yon. Mental acuity and focus. A lot of inadequate consumption of certain nutrients cause memory loss, reduced ability to think, lowered IQ. Si Chiki kanina sa table, Chiki Roa, sabi niya, what is it about Jensen? Sabi niya that makes si Shamsi daw galing sa Jensen, si Manny Pacquiao. Sabi namin, tuna. Si may omega 3. For DHA, for brain function. Diba? Pwede! Mataas ang tuna. Dito din sa Tabaw. Diba? Omega 3. Could be. Sabi niya eh. Tuna. Okay, this is the three stages of stress. Ito yung generalized adaptation syndrome. How the body reacts to stress. Ano ba ang nangyayari sa katawan pag stressed out? Stage 1, Manny Pacquiao. Nasa ring. Talagang nakikipag-away. Stress yun, ha? Stress is not just stress. Okay, the body, di niya alam kung anong emotional, anong physical, anong mental, hindi niya alam. Stress is stress. So even physical stress is processed the same way. Pag nakikipagbakbakan si Manny, pag binuntal yun, hindi niya nararamdaman yun. At that point, di masakit yun. At that point of tinatawag na acute stress, pag hinahabol ka ng magnanakaw, kung sino man, or nakikipag-away ka sa asawa mo, galit ka talaga, or nagmamadali ka, meron kang gagawin, or tumatakbo ka, or anything, focus ka, anong nangyayari? Your body secretes hormones para A, huwag ka magutom. B, focus ka. Talagang di ka gutom eh. Pag yung talagang nakafocus ka or tumatakbo ka, meron kang tinatakbo na pwede kang patayin. Dire-diretso ka lang, di ka na nagugutom, di ba? Mabilis ka. May mga stories nga na babae nakakabuhat ng kotse. Di ba? Pag-stress. Because the body secretes very, very powerful hormones. Comes from the adrenal glands, no? Cortisol, norepinephrine. Alam mo, mga pang-high na drug to eh. Mga uppers, kumbaga. Talagang you're so high, you don't feel pain. That's how the body makes sure that you do what needs to be done. Survival yan eh. Adaptation natin yan to, sabi nila nung nag-hunt pa daw tayo. Second, anong problema? Dapat kasi sa acute stage, pagkatapos ng stressors, babagsak na lahat yung hormones na yun. Bawa, tapos na si Manny makipag-away. Di naman siya 3 years nakikipag-away dire-diretso eh. After how many hours, tapos na. So dapat babagsak yung hormones na yun. One thing that makes it difficult is age. Habang tumatanda, bumabagal yung pagbalik ng katawan dun sa stage prior to stress. Okay sana kung halimbawa, ang stress lang natin is paggalit na galit tayo tapos iiwanan na natin yon. Women, most especially, are guilty of bearing stress 24/7. Ang mga babae, hindi katulad ng mga lalaki, sumigaw lang ang mga lalaki tapos na. Ang mga babae, dinidibdib. Maski hindi iniisip, dinadala. Okay? Hindi mo nakikita, hindi nagsisigaw, hindi, pero dala-dala. Pagpasan nyo, di ba? Okay. Then the body becomes chronically stressed. So hindi na siya acute. Hindi na siya short periods of time. Nagiging constant na ang stressors. Maraming mga maliliit na stressors. Maski lalaki, kung masyado nilang dinidibdib yung traffic or nakikipag-away sila sa bumper-to-bumper traffic, yung pwede rin silang chronically stressed or stressed sa trabaho. What does the body do? That when it becomes chronic, nagkakaroon na siya ng adaptation. Bumabaliktad na ngayon yung katawan. The hormones that once stopped appetite will make sure you're so hungry. That's why ang stress eating, nagigil kang magpasak ng kung anong pagkain sa bibig. Parang, di mo maintindihan bakit? Yung stress eating na tinatawag, parang you're drawn, yung parang kang obsessed na magpasak ng something sa bibig. Kasi, yung NPY na yon secretes for appetite siya. Dati, sinusuppress niya pag acute, ngayon, nilalabas niya in full force. Yung NPY na yon, na hormone na yon, also tinatawag unlocks fat receptors para lumaki at dumami yung fat. So, yan ang ginagawa niya. Tapos yung cortisol na galing sa adrenal glands niyo, tawag dyan, yung glucocorticoids, it has the capacity to increase blood sugar. Kaya diabetes is a disease of stress also. Very common yan. Kasi it has the capacity to increase blood sugar and make you insulin resistant. Tapos, ang marker ng stress na tao may salbabida. Tawag ko dito salbabida. Yung minsan mga papayat na, pero meron pa rin salbabida. Marami yan. Payat na, pero meron pa rin salbabida. Okay? Because the fat is stored in the omentum na tinatawag. Anong itsura ng omentum? Parang ano lang yan eh? Hanger, na manipis na damit sa likod. Tapos pagka napupuno ng taba, yun yung tinatawag sa taba sa loob, yung matigas ng taba, pinupush niya ngayon yung belly mong ganon. Bakit siya nandito? Because it's easily accessible to your organs. Ang problema sa fat na yan, kung mataba ka lang sa hita, mataba ka dito, okay lang yan. Because it's not alive. It does not secrete chemicals that cause inflammation or disease. Yung mga nandito na taba secretes pro-inflammatory, tawag nila cytokines, pro-inflammatory that has the ability to raise blood sugar and make you insulin resistant and cause diabetes and heart disease. So, pag tinanong na ako ilang beses nito, meron bang matabang healthy? Sa ikaw wala, lalo na pagka mataba dito. Pero pag yung bibilugin lang, tapos lahat naman ng taba nandito, may chance. Pero pag yung taba nandito lahat, no. Lalo na, it's a good marker, di ba, doc, for heart disease. Big belly. For women, waist size 34 and over. And for men, 40 and over. Usually, it's a good marker for heart disease. 34 and over, 40 and over pag lalaki. Yeah. Sino? Yeah. Team-based talaga. Or, okay, ang good calculation, another calculation, yung height mo divided by 2, at least 50% or less ng height mo, about 5'2 ka, 62 yon divided by 2, 31. So, 31 yung pinaka-max mo. Sana 30, ganon, pababa. Yun ang height. That's a good parang general calculation marker to worry, whether you worry about disease or not. Okay, hindi pa tayong vanity, ah. Hindi pa tayong vanity, tayo. Ano lang, heart disease pa lang. Dun pa lang tayo. That's a good marker. Now, the third. After that, pag chronic at extended period of time, yun na yung exhaustion. Yun na yung mapapagod na yung ano, yung adrenal glands mo. Madedeplete yung blood sugar mo, tapos it causes also physical exhaustion, illness, and death. Tinanong ko si Doc kanina, bakit pagka yung adrenal glands, kasi pagka third stage na siya, it causes also a spike in estrogen, which leads to the pathway also of, I think you've discussed that now, of cancer, breast cancer. So, on stage 3, when taxed yung adrenal glands mo, testosterone, estrogen levels rise, which is always though a cause of uterine and breast cancer. That's why there's a link